So far, it has been up to local governments in towns and cities around Vermont whether or not to mandate masks to help slow the spread of COVID-19. While recommended by the CDC and the Vermont Department of Health, Governor Phil Scott has so far held back from imposing a statewide mask mandate, although that could change soon. VPR's Anna Van Dyne has been keeping track of how the conversation has played out in one central Vermont town.
On July 13th, the select board in the town of Waitsfield took up a resolution that would make it mandatory to wear a mask or other face covering in public places that are either indoors or where social distancing isn't possible. The select board voted it down, 3-2.
All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
No, I can't vote for it.
No.
No.
The following day, town health officer Fred Messer, whose job up to this point consisted of things like checking out septic systems and rental properties, tried to use the authority of his position to overrule the select board. He issued an emergency health order requiring masks in town.
I don't take any satisfaction out of this at all. I wished I didn't have to do it, but I felt that I had to.
Messer's a longtime resident and public servant in Waitsfield, and he takes his 3-year appointment as town health officer seriously, especially in a pandemic.
The first line in my job description that's in the THO handbook says that I'm responsible for the public health of my community, and I just felt that I had to do it, damn it all.
Almost overnight, the debate over masks that's been playing out across the United States and here in Vermont got going in full force in the Mad River Valley town of 1700. Waitsfield residents argued the pros and cons on Front Porch Forum, in emails to the select board, and in the local paper. While most were in favor of mask wearing, which increasing evidence has shown to help reduce the spread of COVID-19, several resisted a mandate. Meanwhile, town health officer Fred Messer's emergency health order didn't settle the matter. Burlington attorney Joseph McLean advised the town that Messer didn't have the authority to issue a mask mandate.
Any person in the town could then appeal back to the body that had just the day before made a decision that was inconsistent with the emergency health order. And that didn't seem particularly logical to me.
In other words, if someone appealed the order, it would go to the select board, and they just voted against a mask mandate. Plus, says McLean, Governor Phil Scott's emergency order explicitly leaves it up to local select boards and city councils to decide whether masks are mandatory.
So, you know, those two factors together really were the primary sort of components of what I was looking at.
Other towns around Vermont have made decisions about masks without getting caught up in the quirks of local politics. Two of Waitsfield's neighboring villages, Faiston and Warren, both have mask mandates. Other communities, including Hartford and Barrie, have decided against it. Then on Monday night, a week after the resolution was voted down, the mask question returned to the Waitsfield Select Board. Around 50 individuals convened on Zoom, and most of them spoke during the public comment period.
I personally have no problem wearing face mask myself. I am uncomfortable with a mandate.
But I think we're ultimately just going to hurt ourselves if we don't take this seriously.
I'm hung up with the enforcement part.
Alice Peel, a member of the Town Planning Commission, is in favor of a mask mandate. She's 68 and has rheumatoid arthritis. And a few weeks ago, she finished a treatment of powerful immunosuppressants. She also has asthma. Since the start of the pandemic, her husband has gone out to the grocery store once a week, but that's about it.
If there's no face mask policy in Waitsfield, I'm just not to go into town. I'm to stay at home. We need to be a society that agrees to care for each other in very dramatic ways, especially in this pandemic.
Others like Jennifer Stella, Waitsfield resident and executive director of the Vermont Coalition for Vaccine Choice, disagree.
This vote isn't about whether we care or whether we don't care. This is truly whether you're going to tell somebody what they should do with their body or what they shouldn't do with their body.
Others had concerns about enforceability or the very nature of a mandate. The meeting went on for 3 hours, and at the end, the select board again voted 3-2, this time for an amended resolution that said wearing a face covering was, quote, highly encouraged in the town.
Two no's, three yes, the motion is carried.
We're done the dinner.
I think we're finished.
Fred Messer, the town health officer, says that even though this doesn't mandate masks, he's not going to try to issue another emergency health order. And it looks like masks might soon be required everywhere in Vermont. Governor Scott said at his press conference earlier this week that he might issue a statewide mandate as soon as today. For VPR News, I'm Anna Van Dyne.